This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia say Sudan's warring sides are beginning talks aimed at firming up a shaky ceasefire after 3 weeks of fierce fighting that's killed hundreds and pushed Sudan to the brink of collapse. They say the negotiations will take place in the Saudi city of Jeddah. It will be the first between Sudan's military and the paramilitary rapid support forces since clashes broke out April 15th. The talks follow concerted efforts by Saudi Arabia and other international partners to pressure the two warring generals in Sudan to the negotiating table. King Charles III is crowned in an ancient ritual at Westminster Abbey. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The symbolic peak of the two-hour service came halfway through when Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, placed the solid gold St. Edward's crown on Charles's head. Trumpets sounded and gun salutes were fired across the UK.
God save the King!
God save the King!
In a change to the ancient rite, Charles had scrapped the traditional moment at the end of the service when nobles are asked to kneel and pledge their loyalty to the king. Instead, Welby invited everyone in the abbey to swear true allegiance to the monarch. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Police arrested the leader of the anti-monarchy group Republic hours before King Charles's coronation. He was among a few hundred protesters who lined the procession route in central London. Republic had said it would mount the biggest protest against a British monarch.